and Paula Roger at her home, 60 Chatfield Drive, on Sunday, August 7th. Paula, what is your full name?
Paula McGivern, McGivern, Rogers.
And your birth date and place?
May 14th, 1955, at Utica, New York.
And Paula, what are your parents' full names, please?
Thomas Edward McGivern, Jr. and Lois Gregory McGivern.
And where were they born?
My dad was born in Utica, New York. My mother was born in Cooperstown, New York.
Do you have siblings?
I have 5 siblings. Joanne McGivern Robinson, who currently lives in Salisbury, Connecticut. Cynthia McGivern Patterson, who currently lives in Lakeville, Connecticut. Michael Edward McGivern, who currently lives in Madison, Connecticut. Thomas Edward McGivern III, who lives in New Milford, Connecticut. And Kevin Grant McGivern, who lives in Salisbury, Connecticut.
That's quite a family. You said that you moved here when you were 4. Why did your parents move here?
My dad moved here to, he was working at the Lake Hill Journal and was relocating to the country, and this was the job he was taking on.
Where did you go to school?
I attended Salisbury Central School, kindergarten through 8th grade. Oh, and and had some wonderful teachers there. In kindergarten, I had Nancy Smith. In first and second grade, I had Mrs. Frances Lemoyne. In third grade was Mrs. Love. Fourth grade was Mr. Stiles. Fifth grade was Mrs. Candy. Sixth grade was Mrs. Luke. Seventh was when we switched classes for different subjects. 7th and 8th, so we had Mr. Thurston for math, Mrs. Gandelli for social studies, Mrs. Alexander for English, and Fred Romeo for science. Mr. Kofsuski was the art teacher, and Mr. Edfields was the PE teacher.
And the librarian?
Would have been Mrs. Kelly.
Did you have a music teacher?
We had several. I can't remember the names. One was like Mr. Joubert, and he played guitar, and in fifth grade I remember, you know, singing folk songs and whatever, but other than that I don't remember.
Where did you go to high school?
I attended Housatonic Valley Regional High School from 1969 to 1973.
And you went on to college?
To Central Connecticut State University, where I received my bachelor's degree in education, and I returned to Lakeville, and after 2 years of many part-time jobs, I found a job at Indian Mountain School working under the wonderful tutelage of Joanne Carlisle. And I remained there for 10 years teaching and coaching and working in a variety of different areas.
And then you went on to public school.
I did. I worked at, I currently work at Lee H. Kellogg School in Falls Village, Connecticut, which is the best of both worlds. It's the small classes, but you don't have the outside demands that the private school does.
That's fine. Would you give me some recollections of your growing up in the area?
It's a whole different philosophy than today, because in our youth, if the sun was outside, so were you. And we had a very large neighborhood. We lived on Perry Street, which was adjacent or just off of Farnham Road. And there were 30 plus kids in our neighborhood. And 3 of our backyards joined together, so we kind of overflowed. And the games went from hide and seek to baseball to badminton to croquet. to tag. There are a variety of activities that we took part in. Scholastically, as far as school went, there weren't the organized sports that there are today. We had Girl Scouts played an important role, as did Boy Scouts, and that was where you put all of your efforts into camping and selling Girl Scout cookies and working with the elderly, etc. Girls weren't permitted to play on the team sports. Those weren't an option for us. They did have candy stripers at the high school, which you could volunteer to do. I chose to work in the little hospital snack shack. Let's see, what else did we do?
Movies.
Oh. Because there were six of us, yeah, you can imagine that going to the movies was quite an expense. So my parents would often take advantage of the two local drive-in movie theaters, because there were two movies and you could put all the kids in their PJs and load them into our station wagon and go to either the Canaan drive-in, or there was this Farmer Brown's drive-in, which I think is in Amenia, or was in Amenia, and it was located in this guy's backyard, and that used to be our family time out.
Tell me about the Grove.
Okay, well, there's lots of things that happened at the Grove. They still had a swim team under the direction of R. Wilkinson, who worked there, and Jeanette Axelby, who's the one who was in charge of all of, you know, the lifeguards and teaching swim lessons, etc. And our days were spent at the beach. When we got to be teenagers, there were probably four or five of us that would meet there with the kids we were in charge of, and we would, if one of us was off doing something, we would, you know, do tag team taking care of charges. They were always looked after, sometimes by three of us, sometimes by two, and often by all of us. We used to play cards down there, swim. Also at the Grove on Friday nights in middle school, 7th and 8th grade, we used to have a sock hop. And for a dollar, we would go from 7 to 10. That you could buy soda and a snack. And Art Wilkinson would be there with, at the time it was Sue Hickey. I don't know her married name now, but she was his helper. And you could go and sit around those nice big wooden tables and chit-chat, or God forbid, you danced, if you were lucky.
You weren't a wallflower, I don't imagine.
No, I was none.
At Salisbury Central, was there anything special that went on either Friday nights or in the spring?
I remember fondly these talent shows that we would have, and I remember it because my sister Cindy played guitar, and we always sang at home. And so it was a great chance for Cindy to show off her talents of playing guitar and for me to sing with her. So I have great fond memories of that. On Friday nights, I think it was two or three times a month, you could buy a movie ticket and go to the lower building. There was a huge auditorium, and you would sit in there, and Mr. Romeo and a variety of teachers, I think they signed up for it as a duty or whatever, would come and would chaperone. But you really were there to see the movie, and I remember seeing, 30 Leagues Under the Sea and some of those great movies that, you know, kids don't even know today. But it was a lot of fun.
And I think you mentioned something about IMS and dances.
Oh, the 7th and 8th grade girls from Salisbury Central, at the time, IMS was an all-boys school. It was not co-ed. And so the girls from Salisbury Central were invited to dance lessons. And I remember learning the salsa and the foxtrot and the square, you know, the box step and all those wonderful old traditional dances on Friday nights there. And they did have a culminating ball, but I have to confess, I was chicken and didn't go to that.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Did you have any special girlfriends when you were in school?
Oh, ironically, we're still very close today.
That's good. That's not ironic.
Well, it's ironic in the sense that, you know, we're all back here in Lakeville or near. Judy Casey Tierney is a very close friend. Sandy Gomez, Barbara Peck, Nancy Pollock Williams,
Kim Sherwood,
Karen Gerstel. There's just so many of us, and we still get together once a month or every couple months and laugh and joke like no time has passed.
Which is perfectly wonderful. When you were growing up, did you have any chores to do?
Oh, my heavens. That's one thing my mother excelled at. She was a great organizer, and with six kids, you had a buddy, and you had a dinner preparation buddy, you had a dishwashing buddy, and you had a shopping buddy. And I fired my shopping buddy because it was my brother Michael, and he, if you remember Michael at all, he was a clown. And one day he went into Brickman's with me to buy groceries, and he had a little horn in his pocket, and he would toot that horn anytime we got behind an older woman, and she would jump out of the way, and I'd be all apologies because our cart was overflowing and she'd have one or two things in hers. And this happened throughout the whole store. And I finally, when my dad came and picked us up, I told him Michael was fired. He could no longer shop with me.
Good for you. Good for you. Is there anything else that you thought of that you'd like to add to this interview?
Well, I do, you know, I often look back on my memories here, and I know that a lot of it centered around volunteerism. You know, when I think of camping at Wack Forest, and, you know, it being Mrs. Quinion and Mrs. Bushnell who went away from their families, you know, to so that we could have fun. And I think of a lot of different things that we did that were because it was such a caring, giving community.
And it still is.
It is.
It still is. Thank you very much for your time, Paul.
You're welcome. Thank you.